Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Max.
Hi, this is Polly.
And welcome to Connect with Max and Polly.
Connect with Max and I if you are ready to share our universal connection. We help you hold on to personal peace and live with awareness in everyday life.
Each week, we will use what is happening in the world right now as a gateway to our higher selves and how we can reframe everything to uplift our personal and collective lives so you can lead the show with a fresh view of the world and the news.
Hi, welcome. This is Polly. I hope everybody that's here is doing well and excited to put a little focus on what's going on in the world. And I have my lovely friend Max. Max, are you there?
I'm here, Polly. It's great to have you on our second episode. It's great to be here.
I know. So I'm Polly Wyrum. I'm an intuitive, a life coach, a writer, and, I think one of my biggest goals is to help spread compassion, a little bit of compassion and awareness. And Max Ryan is somebody that we've been doing stuff together for several years, and we've done different shows and always have fun. But both of us, you know, in the last few months kind of decided that we want to do something a little bit different. We want to help people connect to living with peace in their everyday life. So it's not just when you go in and have an intuitive reading or you're actually getting the life coaching. We want people to be able to connect to that feeling of peace as they're living their life. And maybe when they read the news, have a different perspective on what's going on. Or maybe when they hear certain things or something pops up in social media, that to have a different perspective on how some of this stuff is occurring or why it's occurring, or even if it is occurring, right? There are some people that
right.
think it doesn't even happen. Max, share a little bit about you.
So, great. It's great to be here. So I'm Max Ryan. I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm a transformational mentor. My website is attractpositiveresults.com. I've been doing this work for a very long time, and I completely agree with Polly, is that this time in our lives is definitely a time on this earth when we're being asked to go deeper. We're being asked to go to another level, not just in the United States, but all over the world. And so Polly and I have done, you know, transformational shows, coaching shows, you know, divine message shows, which have been really great. But, you know, for my money, it's that as a human species, we're really being asked to say, how can we really go into our next evolutionary phase of being what we might consider superhuman, which is being more connected with spirit than the human experience. And that human experience is always going to guide us back to what's the truth and what's the illusion, right? And so it's really going to be, I mean, it is really fun to just be with Polly and talk about these issues, but bring all of you in on these issues so we can look at things and say, what does that really mean? And how is that a call for love? And is it really real? All of those things are very important as you really walk the spiritual path and have a commitment to a spiritual awakening in your life, right, Polly?
Absolutely. And I think sometimes we make it sound heavy, like it's all this arduous work that we have to do. And it's really not. I think it's really just like if you can just imagine, like if you're sitting at a desk and there's a piece of paper and you just shift that paper, right? You can easily shift that paper. And so living with a different perspective or different awareness is as easy as just making a shift like that. So it's not this arduous thing. It's allowing yourself to look at things differently, to look at things maybe more as an opportunity instead of a battle. Right,
yeah,
like not everything
for sure
is a battle. Like sometimes things come up because it's bringing an opportunity. But
exactly, And I wanted to say really quickly before we, I was going to say, you know, we do take callers on the show. So if you're listening and you want to call in for some intuitive guidance and also to speak about some of the topics we're going to talk about, I just wanted to give the number out really quickly. Please call us. It's the number here is 516-531-9809. Give us a call in. We would love to talk to you. Sorry, Polly, I just wanted to do that before we get into what we're going to talk about.
No, thank you so much. I totally appreciate it. And I forgot to mention earlier, my website is Gateways Two Peace, and that's with the number two, so gatewaystwopeace.com. So, Max, one of the things that I've talked about is and how we see it in the world is that we have, you know, soul group. Well, we do have soul groups. So we have these people that we come in to learn lessons with, is, you know, something that I believe. And I believe that this time is a very powerful time of connection, which is part of the reason why we are doing this show, but of connection. And we, it allows us to find our soul group. It allows us to find the people that we feel aligned with, that we came in to help, you know, bring some changes in this world. So we, there are people out there that you are a member of their soul group. And if you make yourself available, like by looking at what causes do you believe in, what are your passions? If you make yourself available to that, you will find your soul group. And, and so the direction I'm going with this is the caravan right now. So there's the caravan, immigrant caravan that started in Honduras to Guatemala, and then the plan is to go through Mexico to the U.S. And, you know, we have seen it in the news in other countries where people with their kids, with their families, risked everything without any guarantees to find safety. And I believe part of that is soul group, right? That there's like, there is a reason why these people are banding together. And, you know, I'm glad that they have safety in numbers. So what do you think about that, Matt?
Well, I mean, I definitely agree with you on so much of that, but I will also just kind of expand that a little bit more because I believe really, really, really passionately that our soul group isn't just the people that agree with us. Because I believe our soul group are also the people that challenge us, also are the people that push us beyond what we believe is our comfort zone. Does that make sense?
I think,
because I think that there's a, there, you know, being around this world for so long as you and I both have, is that you definitely tend to see, and this happens in the world, this kind of separation. We're the spiritual people. We're, these are people that are like-minded or whatever. But I have found, and I think that you will agree with me, is that when we really expand and we have a more intimate connection with our soul and with our whatever we believe is God or love or grace, is when we break through perceptions of the other, of someone else. So I wanted to say that too. Our soul group isn't just like-minded people, although that helps us to feel more confident and more secure, that's for sure. But the next level is to be like, wait a second, all these other people around that are challenging our views, that are challenging us, they might be there as your biggest teacher. Like, you know, as the Course in Miracles would say, you know, your enemy is really your teacher. If you can shift that and you can change your perspective. So, and I think that this caravan thing is very much like what you talked about. I think that there is, you know, there is this feeling right now that people do need security in numbers because it can be, the world can feel very lonely and it can feel very separated. And it's really true that if we don't open our hearts to see the reasons why people are doing things and why there are groups, and it could come from, you know, torture, it could come from pain, it could come from abuse, it could come from a lot of things that people gather around, it's important for us to look at the whole picture. And I think that the caravan And they, I mean, it's like, please, this has been happening for a long time. It's not just this one time that makes it look like, oh, this is so horrible. Well, you know what? It's, this has been happening for a long time. So we have to look at the big picture and everything, too. Do you know what I mean, Polly?
Oh, I totally do. And I, you know, when you brought up that we're talking about soul groups, so then you think of, do agree with you that we learn from the people that challenge us, right, that challenge our thoughts, our perspectives. And so if we look at it on a bigger perspective like that, then honestly, you know, our country has had so much growth, right, in
mm-hmm.
the past,
yeah.
You know, say 2 years. We've had so much growth because what's been
mm-hmm.
going on? We've had a fair amount of stuff where people are like, you know, opposed views. We'll put it that way. We've had some opposed views. And so if we look at it that way, then we look at, okay, our soul group is actually not just the size of the caravan. Our soul group is actually, you know, the United States, or we could even go larger, and our soul group is actually our global situation where we are trying to work it out together. But I like the comfort of sharing with us people the idea of reaching out with others that share your passions.
Yes, for sure.
And that brings
I
it back
totally
in the smaller perspective.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that for sure. I mean, as the, you know, as A Course in Miracles teaches us, because I'm a Course in Miracles teacher and student for, if you don't know everyone, for a very long time, and teaches us that when we break down all the walls of separation and there's no, that there is, it's not an accident that the whole wall thing, because the wall thing is an analogy of separation, right? And so in the Course in Miracles, it would say, there's only one of us here. We all think we're separate, but we're all connected. There's really only one organism of the son of the divine self, the daughter of the divine self. There's only, and we're all connected no matter what. And so it's important to look at that too, that we are all connected. So the people that we disagree with, we're connected with. The people that we agree with, we're connected with them. And so we're either going to have, you know, a really functioning working organism, or we're going to have little cancers here or there. And the more we try to get rid of something, the more we resist it, the worse it can get. So it's important.
Yeah. And,
there's a caller here.
You know,
do you want to take a caller?
I would. No, I would love to take a caller. I just want to bring up one other thing. So,
you know,
and the idea again, when we put things in perspective, because if we look at our country, we have opposing views, but even each of us, right? Like, I'll just speak for myself that, you know, I have opposing views within myself, right? Like sometimes I'm like, yeah, this is a great thing.
Yes.
I can deal with this, blah, blah, blah. And then other times I'm like, this sucks, right?
Yeah.
So I have opposing views with myself. So really, what we are dealing with, what we experience when we look outside of ourselves, the same thing goes on inside. Hopefully not to the same degree, but it does, right?
Well, metaphysically, the only reason that things are happening on the outside is because we're creating them on the inside. The world is really just a big, huge movie screen for our collective consciousness. And so that you want to know what's going on in your internally, you look outside and you go, oh. That's what's going on inside
me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's where we have the choice to, instead of, you know, looking at changing the world, look at changing yourself. And when you change yourself, then things start to change, for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. Absolutely.
Okay,
you want to take the caller?
I would love to take a caller.
Okay, great. Let's see. And once again, let me just tell everybody before we take this caller, our call-in number is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. So our first caller we're going to go to is 914-772. Area code 914-772.
Hello,
what's your name again?
Orietta.
Oriana? still. Yeah, it sounds like you, like, much better. Okay, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I'm sorry. I was on my headphone. Didn't look like it worked. Orietta.
Orietta?
Yes.
Hi, Orietta.
Thank you.
Hi, Max. How are you?
Good. I know Orietta, but Polly's going to take your call right now. So go ahead.
Okay, perfect.
Good to hear your voice.
I can hear you. It sounded like you were on the wing of an airplane before, so this is much better.
She was flying to her soul group.
There you go.
Go ahead, Polly.
Landed.
Go ahead, Polly.
Okay, so Orietta, do you have a question for, actually, first a comment about what, if you have any comments about what we're talking about, the caravan group, or really anything, and then a question.
Well, I think you touched on a very important topic with all the craziness that's going on, and specifically in the political world. But one of the things that I have noticed is that Max mentioned this about being awakened. I feel like we as a human race, and mostly here in the United States, we've been so dormant. And it took somebody who comes from a place that we normally don't understand to make us reevaluate the fact that we've been sitting quietly, and we're slowly but surely finding our voices. And some of us may yell louder than others, but in an ironic sort of way, I want to say that I'm grateful for the tumultuous time, because I had become too complacent with my environment, and it was more of about a me, and now suddenly I find myself becoming more sympathetic and empathic to those, like, you know, those poor people in the caravan who feel that they have to leave their homes in order to find a more safe place, and yet we still haven't found in our hearts to receive them, and we try to portray them as, murderers and villains and things like that. And we forget that our ancestry, our homes, our parents, our, you know, generations, we are all immigrants. We have all left our homes one way or another to find safety, and shame on us for not finding a place for them.
Correct. No, I agree and I appreciate. But, you know, a very positive thing that comes out of that is look at, there are many people, and you said it beautifully, there are many people that truly are aware. You know, we weren't like the blessed ones that were placed in the United States, or the blessed ones that were placed in the home, right? There were people before us that had courage, right, to get to where they are, and where whatever country you are, if you're in a safe home, right, there are people before you that had, your ancestors before you had to take some steps at some point, right, and so it's welcoming courage, and this is a time of courage. It's a time where we need to be courageous, whether it's going out and having, you know, people have different types of businesses now, right? It's a time for courage and love.
Right.
Both.
And to admire them, because it's not easy for them to literally leave one world for another. So instead of fearing them and perceiving them as something negative, it's like receiving them and allowing them to add something more to our circle of life that we've, or the bubble of life that we've been living. That, you know, again, we're safe. You know, we've got the comforts of food and a roof over our heads, and not fearing of someone, you know, knocking down on our doors for whatever reasons. And, you know, I guess that's why I have found my voice, because I'm grateful for what I have. And I don't think it's my place to deny it for anyone else who's willing to work side by side with me to get there.
Absolutely. Well, good for you. No, I totally, I actually think it's a beautiful thing. I actually think that many things that are happening right now are beautiful, because there are so many beautiful changes. But Orietta, do you have a question that you wanted to ask, or do you want to just see what messages we come up with for you?
I will go with the messages. I've been a little blue for the last month due to some accidents.
Can I jump in?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Orietta, so first of all, I know Orietta, you know, we haven't talked in a long time, but I do know Orietta, and I just pulled up a card for you, and it's the Queen of Cups, and this is definitely your mother. Your mother's vibration is really, really strong for you, and I was feeling her around you, and even though we know each other, we don't know each other like that, and I really feel your mother's vibration very lovingly around you right now. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Okay, is she still here with us, or has she crossed over, your mom?
No, she's still with me, thankfully.
Okay. Your mom is really, really, really full of love. I mean, she is like your mother, because I pulled the Queen of Cups, and that's such a beautiful, amazing card for someone to represent. And I really feel like your mom has so much wisdom. My God, your mother has a lot of wisdom. And she really is she's kind of worried about you. She's kind of worried about you. I do want to say that. And I'm feeling that she's also really, she's also in a place in her life. I don't know where she is, you know, physically or whatever, but she's in a place in her life where she's able, that's so interesting because she's able to see kind of like what we're talking about and everything because of where she is in her life. She's able to see it in a bigger picture. There's something very peaceful about her right now. There's something very loving about her. There's something really peaceful where I think she's always been a pretty peaceful person, but I feel like she's really in this place where she's like, you know what? It's all good. She's like that. She's kind of like, let it go. It's all good. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
So I feel like a part of, you know, intuitively, what one of your, thank you so much. So my guide's going, yeah, that's definitely your message. So one of your messages is really from your mom. Your mom is really, because she's chill. She's kind of chill about everything. She's like, you know what? There's always been this. It'll always be this. Just chill out. Just, you know, live your life with love. So I want to say that right. Good. So you might need to hear that right now. And I just adore your mother. She's got really beautiful energy. She's so sweet. She's so sweet. I love her. And she's very strong. Very strong, too. I like her a lot.
Yes.
So,
Thank you.
And if you...
Yes. Yeah, she's my rock. I always go to her for just literally comfort and certainly guidance. But, yeah, I've always said, she's my best friend.
For sure, for sure. So that's what I'm getting for you, Orietta. So hopefully that'll help
you
to be
Max.
Like, just remember, it's all good, it's all good. And that's what I'm getting from her. go ahead, Polly, what are you getting for Orietta?
So, Orietta, what I'm picking up for you is it's almost like you're feeling kind of impinged or you're feeling kind of stuck and like you see where you want to go, but you're looking for something to land. So it looks like in front of you, I don't know if there's two people that they're passing back and forth, something like you're waiting for the decision to land. There's something that two people or two companies are passing back and forth in front of you. And you feel like that, you know, like that has impact on where you're going to go. But I'm telling you, you just have to make the commitment to move forward because you're kind of holding yourself back, waiting for somebody else to make the decision for you. And so just go ahead, make the commitment, and go forward, regardless of whether you hear back or get the news back. Just go for it. And then the other thing is there's something about resolution with you, and I don't know if that's to do with what I'm seeing, like the decision that you're waiting for or for other people to make the decision. You know, I think the biggest message that I have for you is sometimes you end up in a situation where you feel like you're waiting for other people to give you, not necessarily approval, but you're waiting for them to give you the sign that it's okay to move ahead or you know, like there's this waiting for other people to do stuff. And it's like, you don't have to wait for them. Like you got to just move forward. So clearly make your plan regardless of other people's actions or other people's decisions. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, definitely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's where you're at. And you do get pulled back a little bit. I don't know if you've got kids or not, but you do get pulled back. To me, it looks like it could be kids that pull you back. Like you do, you're like, okay, I'm moving forward, I'm doing this. And then you get pulled back a little bit by something that comes back, something small that comes back. It's like in your past. And mm-hmm. it almost looks like kids. But you can do it. You just clearly have to make the decision and clearly know that it's not dependent on other people's behavior or decisions.
Right. I've always felt like doing something like that was being selfish, but someone recently told me that that's being selfless.
That is not selfish. That is following your passion. That is following the internal guidance. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's giving away your power. Like, if you wait for mm-hmm. other people to do whatever they're going to do, you're giving away your power.
Right.
Right.
I've been trying to do it. The ironic thing is that it's been people around me are so used to my waiting for them to not give me their permission or approval, but I always felt like, okay, let me see what they want before I do what I want. But now that I've started little by little, and it is very uncomfortable, I'll admit, but to just do what I want to do, it's like they come back, and because they're not used to it and they don't expect that from me, it's become not adversarial, but it's almost like defensive. And that's when I end up going back to my old routine. And then I get resentful because I'm like, why did I have to do that? So it's almost like a kid, you know, learning to walk again and falling down and knowing that, you know, you got to get back up and do it. But it's just like, I don't want to say I'm a people pleaser, but at the same time, I guess I want to come across as caring enough to hear what you have to say and what you want.
Right.
And then working with
Can
that.
Can I just interrupt you for one
mm-hmm.
moment?
Sure.
I pulled a Knight of Swords card for you, which is about bravery. And you are a people pleaser. I'm going to just tell you, you're a people pleaser, and you're too concerned that people like you. And so brave mm-hmm. knights don't care if people like them. They do their mission. And so it's really strong. Mm-hmm. It's really for you to be strong. And it doesn't matter if people like you or not. They need to respect you for your strength.
Right.
Does that make sense, Arietta?
Right. Yes.
So, and it's really true. Most people are walking you're no different than so many people. But it's like, and this card's really strong for you, the Knight of Swords. And it's about bravery. And think about a knight. A knight is brave. The knight doesn't care if you're on his side or not. He's still going to do what's the right thing in his integrity to do, or her integrity. And when you do that, that's what you're being asked to do right now, I think. I mean, I really think so. So, you know, there's a little bit about, you know what, feel the fear and just move forward anyway. If those people will come back to you once you stand in your integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if they come back to you or not.
Or not, exactly. That's what I
truth.
Have to remember. If they were not meant to be there, you know, accepting me for who and what I am, then they should not be here anyway. Right.
Yeah, and they're just not a matching vibration. And as you grow and as you learn, you change your vibration. And so the vibration of the people around you will change. You'll attract some different kinds of people. Great to talk to you, Arietta. I'm aware of time.
Thank you,
Matt.
It was
wonderful to talk to you.
Arietta, I have one
other thing. Okay.
Go ahead.
How I was seeing it, it's like the two people that you're kind of waiting, or two companies that you're kind of waiting for them to give a decision. If you look at it as they're like, imagine them, that instead of you're waiting for them, I want you to imagine that they're creating an archway of energy for you to walk under and be successful. So they're creating this little archway, and you're going to go through that, and you're taking the energy that you've put into them. You're taking that, it's a protective energy, it's this archway that's energizing you, and you're going to go through that, and you will be successful.
I love it. Thank you.
Yay.
Absolutely.
Good for you. All right, Arietta.
Thank you,
keep
Thank
in touch
you, Max.
With us.
Will do. Much love.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay. All right. so interesting. So much stuff in that, you know, to break down. So, I mean, a lot to break down. But, you know, that idea about having the fear and do it anyway, it's kind of like, you know what, most people are waiting. I mean, I think you would agree with me, Polly. Most people are waiting for the inspiration or the motivation or thing that will finally... Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we have to make the choice to do it anyway and keep moving, and then the inspiration comes. Then it all kind of falls into place. You know what I mean? It's like that term, God helps those who help themselves, and you got to just keep moving forward. And when you keep moving forward, then things start to fall in line. So.
Well, people. I mean, listen, you're going to turn 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, however old, you know, you're going to turn that age, right? Whether or not you achieve your dreams.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you follow the internal guidance, you know. That's going to happen right, whether you do that or not. Exactly.
It does.
So, Polly, we're at our halfway point. We've got a couple of callers. We can either take just a short little break and then come back, talk about a few things, take a couple more callers, or we can move on. What do you feel?
You know, I say let's just move on. We're on a roll. How about,
okay, great.
Did you have something in the news that you wanted to chit-chat about?
I definitely do. I want to just give the number again to call in, everybody.
Okay.
The number to call in is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. And Polly and I can help you to connect with Spirit and help you in any way that we know how through Spirit. So call in for sure. We got a couple of people online. So I wanted to bring up, which is like, you know, the elephant in the room today, is that yesterday and today, the whole bombing thing that's going on. I think it's really interesting, and you know, it's totally topical. It's what's happening right now. You know, I haven't looked at the news in a couple hours, so who knows? But you know, as far as last time I looked, there were 10 bombs that were sent to a certain type of person. And I think it's really fascinating to look at this because, you know, it's like, you know, anything, the ego loves fear, right? The ego loves like, oh my God, you know, it's just so crazy. So we immediately have to look at everything through the lens of the ego loves the fear, and the ego will propagate and it will support and it will magnetize fear. But these bombings are, I mean, this is a big deal. There's no doubt about it. There's a big deal. 10 bombs that thank God, from what I know, gone off and potentially, you know, killed somebody yet, or more than somebody, thank God. And this is something we kind of need to look at on the world stage. We need to look at, oh, this is happening. This is happening. What do we do with it? And then, you know, if you're on one side, you're going to think one thing. In the political world, because these were all political targets, right? They were all political targets, and they were all targets that were on the Democratic or liberal side. And so looking at that from one point of view and then stepping back and going, wait a second, hold on a second, what could be going on here? We only know a little part of the picture now, but saying, wow, wait a second, this is this group trying to get this group and trying to give them a message that you will be in trouble or you will be killed if you keep going in that direction. And so fear wants to keep pushing you in a certain direction. And then you can, and this is what I think is kind of fascinating or interesting, is that ultimately, if we look at it from the other side's point of view, you go, oh, what if the other side is doing this to blame the other side? So it's all insane. It's all insane. Does that make sense, Polly?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I had not thought of that. To be honest with you, I have so I don't watch the news, but I read the news, and so I had read that this was happening, but I'm not like, you know, don't really know everything that's going on. But for me, the most obvious thing is it's a call for action. Now, who's making the call? Mm-hmm. That remains.
And what action?
Right.
Right. Yeah, because right. I mean, if you look on the surface, you know, I'll make no bones about it. I'm definitely on the Democratic, the more liberal side. You know, so if you look at it like all the Democrats and liberals are being attacked, it's like, oh, they're trying to get us. And then I stopped last night and I was like, wait a second. But what if it was the other side trying to make it look like, you know what I mean? Like they were trying to set, I mean, like, no, like our side trying to set up their side to make them look horrible.
Right.
Right.
Which has happened. Right.
Which has happened for sure. So immediately the ego goes to, of course, my side is right. My side is right and they're attacking me. So I need to defend the attack. But wait a second. If you stop for a second and go, whoa, what if this is someone on our side trying to get more votes for our side to make them look bad? Oh.
Okay, but here's the thing. okay, so I vote independent, but here's the thing. It's really whoever's doing this is not on anybody's side because they're not really, I hate breaking it down to sides. But
that's important. I agree. Go ahead.
Yeah, but they're not on anybody's side because it's not it puts the bad apple in the apple cart, right? It's like we can't move forward into running this country peacefully if we're so whoever's doing this is not I'm gonna say he because it feels he's not doing it because he's clear thinking on any side.
Right, of course.
Right.
I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, because if you look at it from the dualistic point of view of sides and all that stuff, it always is going to be in this, like, you know, the framework of how you want to see it. But if you look at it bigger, it's like, well, maybe this is just, you know, someone that is not right in the head.
Right.
That
and
just, you know, ultimately there's mental illness in this world. And, you know, and traditionally, if you look at history, you know, traditionally people that do these kind of things, these bombing things, they tend to be people that are struggling with some kind of mental illness. So, so we can use it for our side. They can use it for their side. But ultimately it's like there is a percentage of the human population who has mental illness. And we have to like face up to that and go, okay, well, this might be through a very distorted lens of somebody that is not, you know, dealing with a full deck of cards, you know.
Right.
And there's always that. That's like chaos, the chaos of the world. And there is chaos. And it's very minor, but there's these little pockets of chaos. And that manifests in mental illness also. Go ahead.
And, you know, maybe the beautiful thing that could come of this is for people to recognize it really, you know, to recognize, okay, this was not the other side. If it was a Republican or whatever that was actually doing it, to say this truly was not, this is truly an individual who acted out, obviously not on, you know, alignment with a party's interests, right? And that would be the thing that if people looked at it this way and said, this is an individual's action and it has nothing to do with political perspectives, right? That would
right.
be a very positive thing that came out of this.
And the bottom line for us as the kids say, woke, we're more woke, is to look at this of what is my role and what do I believe and what is my action in this case. So if we were just to watch the news purely through our ego or whatever, inundate us with all that stuff, we will go into major fear. We can go into major fear. The fact is, no bombs went off. The fact is, no one has died yet, I know. But, you know, we can either be like, oh, my God, in that place of, oh, we're being under attack and it's a terrorist, whatever. Or we can be like, well, this is just an incident that has happened and this is happening. It's not that we don't take any action on it, you know, the authorities to do what they need to do, but not to let it, which was happens when we're not woke, is that we start to fear. It's like, oh my God, there could be a bomb in my in my mailbox. There could be a bomb here, and go off in that insanity of fear, right? But we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
We don't have to do that. And the truth is, really, the objective truth is, no one has been hurt. Everything is safe. You know, having a bomb in the, you know, Midtown Manhattan, 10 blocks from my house, nothing happened with those millions of people. Everyone is safe. That's the truth. That's the truth. But the ego will go into, but it could. But as spiritual seekers, we go, that's interesting, but I'm not going to go there. I'd rather stay in my peace.
Well, yeah. And I think that that's the bottom line is regardless of what's going on, it's connecting to, you know, what we talked about at the beginning of the show, is connecting to your personal peace. So when people feel stable enough, when they have wellness practices, meditation, prayer, when you have wellness practices, then you don't react. You just, you know, it goes back to the Buddhist thing. You don't react as much. And that's really the take home. For me, that's the take home message of this. As long as we have practices of wellness, things happen, but you don't fly off the handle. You're
and
still
everything
stable.
To remember, everything is love or a call for love. And so if this is a call for love, then it's like a call for a love for ourselves, for peace for ourselves, for peace for our fellow human beings, for peace for, you know, whoever this person, even if they're, you know, mentally unstable or not, it's still a call for love, no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what.
For sure.
For sure.
And so
I just want to send out,
you know, the idea of compassion and peace, and this is easily resolved.
Yes, I agree. Totally. We've got a caller, we've got a couple callers here. So let's take a call and then we will move forward. So once again, everyone, if you would like to call in, we've only got a few minutes left in the show. It is 516-531-9809. 516-531-9809. We're going to take a call that is coming now from area code 786-617. Hello?
Hi, Max. It's Andrea. How are you?
Hi, Andrea. How's it going?
Good, good. Hi, Polly. How are you?
Good.
How about you, Andrea?
Good, good.
Awesome. So, Andrea, what are you thinking about what we're talking about with the bomb, with the caravan and everything? How are you processing those things in your life?
It's interesting because I'm currently down here in Florida, and the governors that are running down here, one is black and one is white. And last night they had the debate on TV, and it kind of took me by surprise because the black guy actually spelled out the N-word saying, oh, this guy next to me thinks that I'm an N-I-G-G-E. And I was like, whoa, that was just, you know, how can you sit there and call yourself that on national TV? And it's just like, wow, you know, that's a degrading word, to stand there and to degrade yourself like that. I was just like, wow, you know, you would have never thought you would hear that word used like any other word that you hear nowadays.
And where does that leave you in the picture?
I'm kind of divided on which way to go, but I just think it's sad that he refers to himself like that when he's so much better than that, because I mean, it doesn't matter what color you are, black, white, red, brown, it doesn't matter. When you cut your skin, we're all going to bleed the same, so it doesn't matter. And just to sit there and say, oh, you know, I'm this and I'm that, or you think I'm this, you think I'm that, what does it really matter at the end of the day? It doesn't.
Well, it matters to him, obviously.
Obviously, but I thought that it was, you know, sad that, you know, here you're running for a public office and, you know, you downgrade yourself like that. I was just like, wow.
So where does that leave you as a child of God? How child of the universe, as all of us are, how do we perceive, or how do we take that in the most loving way and peaceful way?
I just take it as, you know, we just all have to learn that, you know, we're all the same, and you can't you know, say, oh, you think I'm this, you think I'm that, because at the end of the day, we're all the same. You know, you're not
Polly,
me,
you were gonna
I'm
say
not
something?
Better than you. We're all equal when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
I mean, effectively,
for sure.
What happened is by using that word, he threw a bomb into the debate, right? Because words are very powerful. They pack a punch. They can pack a punch. They have they have a lot of their energy. And so he threw a bomb and blew things up with
speaking
that
of bombs.
Word.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Thank you for sharing that. I had seen a little bit about that. So, Andrea, do you have a specific question for Polly and I, or would you like us to just pick up what we're getting?
You kind of know that I'm going through a situation right now, and I'm just guessing, you know, I guess also to see what you guys are picking up on.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Polly. What are you picking up for Andrea?
Okay. Okay, so Andrea, are you driving? Can you close your eyes?
No, okay. I'm at home.
Okay, awesome. So close your eyes and take a big breath in. And release. And just imagine that you're bringing in that peace. You're bringing in awareness. You're bringing in ease. Imagine that even though right now you feel like you don't have a bunch of opportunities coming your way, or you can't really move in the direction you want to. I want you to imagine that you're pulling in the resources that you want. You're pulling in the activities that you want in your life. You're pulling in the abundance into you. So instead of thinking that you have to go out and reach and get it, for you to have what you want in your life, instead of thinking, okay, I have to go out there and get it, imagine that you have the ability, because you do, to bring it to you. So even if you are not completely free to take these actions that you want for the abundance that you believe is out there, imagine and welcome it into your life, and welcome it into your life in ways that you haven't thought of before. So that's what I'm picking up. If you have the ability to bring in this abundance and these life qualities that you want in your life, you have the ability to do that in different ways. And I am also seeing an envelope. And so to me, that means that there's things that you can do by, I don't know if it's sending out emails or sending out letters, but there's things that need to be done in that way to get the results that you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does all of that make sense to you, that I feel like it's not so much like sometimes you forget that you have the power where you are right now. It's not so much that you have to go out and have these changes. You actually have the power to create these changes from right where you are, and you can pull this into you. And it's really important that, like, write that down, because I really want you to remember that you have the power to pull this, you know, these changes, this abundance, you have the power to pull that to you, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and I want to just chime in here, Andrea, is that I got, I picked out the Five of Cups card for you, and the Five of Cups card is a card that I always say is the spilt milk card. It's the looking at what's happened and staying kind of like in everything that's happened, and your focus has been on everything, that it's not overwhelmingly, but one of the messages for you is that it's happened. Don't cry over spilled milk. It's all happened. And what Polly is saying is really true, is that when we look at, you know, all the things that have happened to us, and, you know, lots of different things that have, you know, happened, we tend to let go of the power that we already have, because we start to think, wow, wait a second, hold on. If I have all that power, then why did all this stuff happen to me? And why is that happening to me? And why did, you know, all this stuff? Does that make sense, Andrea?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you, one of your big... One of your big lessons here is to really, now I will say this, that it's not always easy, but doing the work it takes to have that belief that the power is already there, and those incidences were only there to really create your strength, to create your power in your life, and to remind you of your connection, that listen, it's all there. It's very much like the, you know, I always talk about the Wizard of Oz. It's like you've always had the power. You've always had the power. And I really want to tell you that for sure. And there is a part of you, I want to say, because I just pulled one other card for you, was the Four of Swords, is that the capacity for you to create healthy detachment from the insanity of stuff is really important for you, through either through meditation or through, because I think that's where all of our power is, when we can quiet our mind and stop all of that stuff, or not stop it, but see that it's just bringing us down a road of more insanity. So the Four of Swords is about, you know, step back. Everything's not going to fall apart if internally you just step back a little bit, take a little break, remember your power. I think that that's a really big thing for you right now. Does that make sense, Andrea?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember your power. Go ahead.
And Andrea, just since they showed me an envelope, and the envelope that I'm seeing is something that, like one in particular, is something that hasn't been addressed. Like, not like it has, like, I think you've gotten something in the mail, you've gotten some paperwork, and you haven't necessarily opened it up. I don't know if it's a bill or whatever it is, but it's something like, there are things that just, they now need your attention. So part of this thing about you being able to pull this abundance in and pull in this I'm also hearing that you recycle challenges, by the way. You recycle challenges, so there's lessons that you're doing over and over and over again. But part of what's going on, I feel like if you were to dig deep into your stack of bills or stack of paperwork, just go through it, because it's not as scary as you think. I want you to go through and discard what you don't need, and then keep what you need to focus on, because I really feel like that's where you're going to get the help that you want.
Yeah, because I lived in Florida my whole life. I went to Carolina for a few months. I was for a master's, and I came back down. And this week I've been cleaning up stuff that I took up there and didn't need. And I've, you know, just been throwing stuff out and, you know, just going through a situation with my fiance. And it's just kind of like, you know, everything is just like overwhelmed, because I've got the kids, I've got the house, I've got the bills, I've got to go to the hospital to see him and the doctors and attorneys. And it's just like everything is on me because he's not able to do anything. And it's just like, you know, like Max said, I need to sit and meditate. So you know what? Once the kids go to sleep at night, this is my time to unwind and just come back down to earth per se.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Well, I just, one last thing is, I do believe there's something you're overlooking. I do believe that there's something. So I want you to go through your mail, through your paperwork. I do believe there's something that you're overlooking. So go back through, like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like on an insurance policy or a claim, whatever, but there's something that you're overlooking. There's something that is going to help you get what you want. So I want you to really go through the papers that you have, read it clearly.
Yeah. Listen to Polly. Listen to Polly. Listen to Polly. She's always right.
Good.
Let me tell you. She's always right.
No,
for
I'm not always right, but I do strongly believe there's something that you're overlooking.
Yeah, for sure.
For me personally, or something that's going to benefit me off of my fiance, or what?
Yeah, something that will benefit your, I'm going to call your family, your package. So something that's going to benefit your world. So I want you to look at it. And you also do have a little, I'm just going to throw it out there, I know we've got to go. You also have a little bit of resentment, or a little, like, you know, where you're pushing the fiance away a little bit because you feel like a little pissed at him right now. So just imagine, just imagine your home is filled with peace, and it'll work out.
Okay, Andrea, it was great to hear you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Polly. Thank you, Max.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Remember your
you
power.
Bye.
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 Bye. Oh, That's a great. That's always a good lesson and a good reminder, right, Polly? Remember that you have the power right now. You don't need to look anywhere else. I mean, it's such a great reminder that so many of us fall into the, oh, I gotta get this, I gotta get that kind of a thing, right, Polly?
For sure. Okay, Max, I want to do something that's a little bit different because I think it's really important that each of us do something just for ourselves every day.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing for yourself today for wellness, for pampering, or for just like, you know, something good for you today? What is that?
I am going to Santa Monica and meeting my friends for a hike and going to the Self-Realization Fellowship. And it's a beautiful day and having dinner and taking time to go be with my friends and be at the beach. That's what I'm doing.
Ooh,
what are you doing?
That sounds like a lot of people would like to be joining you.
like you.
Like me, exactly. I have a busy day, but something that I've been doing every evening and is kind of cool is, you know, now it's getting light later and dark earlier, but going out hiking on these trails in a trail system in the dirt and the trees and the mud while my son swims in the pool. And so my husband's been joining me. So 6 o'clock at night. And it's really cool because they have it where they cross country ski during the winter and there's no snow yet. And so it's just these trails with these big lights. And it's just really cool. It's like, you know, for me, being outside is just, and being on the dirt, it makes me feel so good. So
yeah.
that'll be my bonus of the day.
I love that.
For
I think
sure.
It's really important that we always do something. It doesn't have to be a big thing either. You know, do something that is a specific way to have self-care. And, you know, earlier the Orietta said about selfish. And I always say, you know, selfish equals self-care. And if you care for yourself, you know, it's like that God helps those who help themselves. You will feel that flow of peace, of joy, of the divine flow a lot easier if you are making a priority to do your self-care, right? So
yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, we've only got a couple minutes, but I did want to say one thing before we totally wrap, a couple things. But I was listening to Alan Alda's podcast the other day, and the father that started Homeboy Industries that rehabilitates gang members was on, and he was just amazing. So I recommend that highly to go listen to. Really beautiful. A lot of great points that he had. And but one thing he said that I just thought was really empowering and beautiful, he said he believes, and I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what I believe. He said he believes God protects me from nothing and sustains me in everything. I love that quote. Love that quote. God protects me from nothing but sustains me in everything. Because it's all about our power of choice, and we've been given this power of choice,
yeah.
And we are not going to be protected from anything, but we will be shown that we are supported in everything we do, which I just thought was beautiful.
Yeah.
So,
that
yeah.
is beautiful.
And I wanted to say, too, that since last week, not just we don't have just Instagram anymore, we do have a group on Facebook. So if you go on Facebook, you can look through groups and look for, and it is Connect with Max and Polly group on Facebook. So Polly and I are both giving some inspiration during the week and giving the links and everything to the show. And we'd love to hear your feedback. We'd love to hear what you want to talk about for upcoming shows, how you think that we can make the show better. So I wanted to say that. Anything you want to say? We got about 90 seconds before we go.
Okay. Hey, I just want to say thank you for everybody that's listening, whether it's recorded or live. Thank you. And for everybody that joins us, however you connect with us. And check out my Gateways to Peace book. You can get it. If you have Kindle, I think it's like $3.99 or something. But check it out because I think there's a lot of like each – almost it's just blogs, so it's really easy to read, pick up, and put down. But almost everyone has a channeled message, which is basically a prayer, which, you know, the intent is to help you connect to peace, peace throughout your day. So
it's a beautiful book. Beautiful book.
Yeah, thanks, Max.
Yeah, it's great.
So,
all right, everybody. So we're going to go. So, yeah, check out everything that I have to do at attractpositiveresults.com. Sign up for my newsletter. You got 5 free Razor Vibe videos and find out how you can work with me. And we're always here to help you. So we'll be connecting next week. Right, Polly?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Max. And thank you for everybody that joined us.
All right. Have a great week. See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's stay connected. You can find Max at attractpositiveresults.com. You can find Polly at gatewaystopeace.com. You can find us both on Facebook and on Instagram. We are @ConnectsMaxandPolly. Have a great week. Bye-bye.